Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at The Voice of America on Tuesday, February 21st, 2017. I'm Thungameli Nkomo.
And I am Chioni Sojani. Tonight we're looking at the president's birthday party as he turns 93 this year, in fact today. And he says that no one can succeed him as he remains in office.
Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 and on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
You can also call us directly on 001-202-619-2077 and give us your contribution.
We are also streaming live on Facebook and on our three websites. That's www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com, as well as on www.voashona.com. President Robert Mugabe is celebrating his 93rd birthday today with a vow to continue in office despite advanced age and repeated calls for him to relinquish power. Mr. Mugabe was born on this day in 1924. He's been in power since independence in 1918. While critics accuse him of destroying a once flourishing economy, Mr. Mugabe sees himself as an indispensable warrior that the country badly needs.
In an interview that they had today with Tarzan Mandujiza of ZBC, he says that he is waiting to be in power, and he says ZANU-PF have chosen him to be in power and no one can replace him. So let us hear your views today as we hear your contribution.
Lejona njani Zulu kandaba ikudibana lamhlanje kuhlelo lwenu uhlelo elilokhwabithayo uhlelo lobasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje sikhuluma ngendaba esegudwini ilanga lokuzalwa kukamongameli Robert Mugabe. Lizakhumbula ukubana i-birthday yakhe lamhlanje sefikise iminyaka engamachumi ayisishiyagalolunye lantathu, 93 years. Wazalwa phela ngomnyaka ka-1924. Esikhuluma nje balungiselela abebandla leZANU-PF balungiselela umkhosi omkhulu oza kwenzelwa ematopo ngempela viki lapho abazathakazelela khona-ke ilanga lokuzalwa kukamongameli Robert Mugabe. Ekhuluma emsakazweni we-ZBC kunkulumo avame ukuyethula ekhangelane lelanga lokuzalwa kwakhe, umongameli Mugabe uthe uzaqhubeka esembusweni ekhokhela ngoba ngokubona kwakhe akekho olekhono lokubana athathe isikhundla sakhe. Ngamanye amazwi uyinkosi engeke iyasuswa esihlalweni ngoba uthi kambona umuntu ongathatha isikhundla sakhe olungele ukuba ngomongameli weZimbabwe ngaphandle kwakhe. Kambe lithini ngalokho, ikakhulu lina abasakhulayo, uhlelo ngolwenu. Kwaziwayo watereri chirongwa ndechenyu chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tiri kukurukura nezvezuva rekuberekwa kwava Robert Mugabe, mutungamiri wenyika, kana kuti birthday ravo. Nasi vasvitsa makore 93. Mucharangarira kuti vaMugabe vakaberekwa mugore ra-1924. Uyezve vachitaura nenhepfenyuro yeZBC, vari kuti vaMugabe hapana kwavari kuenda. Imimi muri kuti ngavabve pachigaro, vari kuti hazvibviri nekuti hapana mumwe munhu akakonzera kunge ange achitora chigaro chavo. Nemaonero avo hapana anogona kuva mutungamiri weZimbabwe panze kwavo ndiyo nyaya iri mudariro nhasi vedu ngati kurukurei.
Mm-hmm. And today joining us is David Coulthard. How are you today?
Good, thanks. Actually, Doug Coulthard, but close enough.
Oh, great. So with what is happening today, it is the president's birthday, Robert Mugabe. And what are your sentiments over this birthday?
Yeah, I mean, my feeling around this is that there's nothing wrong with celebrating a birthday, but the problem comes where number one, it's such a lavish celebration in a context where there is immense suffering. The economy is in extreme decline. There are floods across the country. This is coming off the back of droughts last year, and so there's this immense suffering. And it's in that context that you see, you know, a small political elite just, you know, having a big party while people just, you know, a few kilometers down the road are actually starving to death. So that's the one aspect. The other aspect is the manipulation of people around the raising of funds by the 21st of February movement, which, you know, essentially puts people in a position, very poor people often, where they feel they have to donate towards this function, which really means, you know, taking from the poor and giving to the rich.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
And Doug, let's talk about his statement that no one and literally no one is suitable enough to lead the country to succeed him. What do you make of that, and what does that say to all these ANPF people fighting for his a seat?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it really is a bit of an insult to a lot of the people in ZANU-PF who are vying to succeed him and maybe have ambitions themselves, for him to say that there's literally no one in the party who has the credentials or the competence to be able to lead the party and the country. You know, that's the first thing. But I think, and you know, to some extent, maybe he's right in that. You know, we haven't really seen any competent leadership emerge out of ZANU-PF, and the fact that they all bow down to him and treat him as a demigod really does speak to a lack of leadership within the party. But I think the fault for that problem, the blame really lies with Mugabe himself, because if you've been in power for decades upon decades, and you haven't created an environment where new leaders can emerge, where there are democratic processes, where people can demonstrate that they have the capacity to lead, then to my mind, you've really failed as a leader.
He says in an interview that he had earlier on, he says that it's not him who has to groom the upcoming successor, mm-hmm. but he says that the grooming comes from the people mm-hmm. within the party. They have to prove themselves. They have to prove the confidence issues. And he's looking within the party for the next leadership. Mm-hmm. So I mean, with that, just that state, what would you say about that?
Yeah, I mean, he's absolutely right that you know, new leadership renewal should not come from the top down. It's not that that anyone is suggesting that he should be hand-picking a successor. That's not democratic at all. The problem is really that democratic processes have not been put in place within ZANU-PF. There's no real legal mechanism for within the party for succession to take place, and indeed there has never been a democratic transition of power within ZANU-PF, and so and all of kind of Mugabe's efforts over the last several decades has been all about consolidating his power rather than creating an environment of democracy and constitutionalism within the party and within the nation.
Doug Coltart, a lawyer and a human rights activist. Let's go to our other guest on the line. But among the people and institutions that sent Mr. Mugabe some presents today, we have the European Union. They had their honor present, except it's a present that Mr. Mugabe would not really want to receive. The EU extended sanctions on Mr. Mugabe, his wife, and the defense industries. That's a gift that I'm pretty sure Mr. Mugabe is not proud about. Sithathe uMthokozisi Ncube webandla le-MDCT koBulawayo. Kunjani mnumzana Ncube?
Siyaphila linjani baba?
Hayi siyaphila. Uzelwe lamhlanje ubaba uMgabe, liyajabula yini?
Akula esingakujabula mnumzana. Kanguboni kukhona esingakujabula ngoba ngaphansi sibone ngani thina eZimbabwe sazalelwa umuntu ofanele ukusihlukumeza njengabantu beZimbabwe. Kanguboni kukhona esingakujabulela ngoba esikwaziyo ngempilo kaMgabe loba lapha esembusweni. Angazi umba wazalela ukuthi ahlukumeza abantu beZimbabwe ngoba esikwaziyo ngaye yikuhlukumeza, yikungahloniphi ilungelo labantu. Kanguboni kukhona esingakujabulela njengesizalwane seZimbabwe.
Uthi yena angazikumbula idlozini, kodwa uthi ngezinye indlela he's indispensable. Kambona umuntu ongakhona ongaba lekhono lokuthi abe ngumongameli welizwe. Uthi yena yedwa nguye umuntu omele olekhono lokukhokhela ilizwe leZimbabwe.
Ngibone ngani mnuzana ayisuye uMgabe kumele abone umuntu ongakhokhela ilizwe leZimbabwe. Yikho kuqaleni ngikhulumile ngathi esikwazi ngoMgabe yikungahlonipha amalungelo abantu. Abantu yibo ababonayo umuntu ofanele abuse iZimbabwe. Yikho sibona njengesizalwane seZimbabwe sihambe sangahlonishwe esikukhulumileyo. Sisukisela kuqaleni ukuthi ba le-opposition. Yikho uMgabe hambile wasitshontshela amavoti. Yikho sihambile uMgabe wehluleka ukuhlonipha into ekhulunywe ngabantu beZimbabwe. Uqinisile maye kukhuluma lokhu ukuthi kaboni muntu. Yikho umbona is controlling even ama-elections. Noma abantu isizalwane seZimbabwe sesikhulumile. Sathi thina nangu umuntu okumele asikhokhele. Ngoba sikhuluma esikwaziyo ukuthi uMorgan Tsvangirai ukhethwe ngabantu beZimbabwe kusukisela ekuqaleni engena kumkhankaso wezombangazwe. Esikutsho ukuthi kona lokho akukhulumayo uMgabe uqinisile kakhulu. Yikho ngikhulumile ukuqaliseni ukuthi noma mina ngikwaziyo ngelanga lakhe lokuzalwa usithi uzelwe namuhla. Ngibone ngani loba beza kuyajabulela lelo langa, lilanga lakhe lokufa. uMgabe ngibone ngani umuntu oyehlulekileyo ukuhlonipha amalungelo abantu. Ukuqinisile lokho akukhulumayo njengoba usithi ukuthi kutshilo. Lalokhu nami ngikuzwile kutsho. Kodwa ngibone ngani kayisuye okumele abone ukuthi ngubani ofaneleyo ukuthi abuze ngabantu beZimbabwe ababonayo ngoba yibo abakhetha umuntu ofanele ukuthi abakhokhele.
Please do stay on the line, Mr. Ncube Abo. Ndiba Mthokozisi Ncube veBatore MDCT kuBulawayo. Vari kupokana nemashoko avaMugabe ekuti hapana munhu akakonzera kunge achivatsiva achitora chigaro chavo. VaNcube vari kuti haiwa vaMugabe handizvo. Vanhu pachavo ndivo vanofanirwa kutaura kuti muchakakonzera here kunge muchiendera mberi muchitungamira nyika kana kuti kwete. Kwete kuti imimi ndimi motaura kuti hapana munhu akakonzera kutora chigaro chenyu. Chichi, we have another guest on the line, Mr. Akim Mhlanga.
Hello, sir.
Yebo,
Unjan. How are you?
Yebo. Yes.
Good. Tell us your sentiments right now regarding the birthday.
It's a pity that Robert Mugabe, after having killed the people of Matabeleland using his private 50 brigade, using the state resources, is coming again to spend his money on the remains of the people that he murdered during the time of Gukurahundi genocide. We as the people of Matabeleland, we are not happy at all of what is happening. Robert Mugabe, he doesn't respect the humanity of our people. He doesn't respect us as the people of Matabeleland. He's coming to Matopo, where he murdered more than 20,000 people in cold blood, to spend the money, the state resources on that rotten battlefield. To us, it is nothing at all. We say that battlefield Bashi has got nothing to do with the people of Matabeleland. If we had power, we were going to stop him from doing that. He has nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm. That's Mr. Aki Mumhlanga of the party Mthwakazi Republic Party. Mhlanga lo Ncube eqhubekani libambile khonapho. Coming back to you, Doug. You have a burning issue that you want to talk about, and that's the proposed First Amendment to the Constitution. Can you talk to that?
Yeah, sure. I think it's really relevant to this discussion because we're talking about Mugabe saying that there's no one who can take over, and the problem is that he's centered power on himself. And now that is really what we see with this proposed amendment to this is not just now the ZANU-PF constitution, which they've been tampering with for years, but now the new 2013 constitution that was voted for overwhelmingly by the people of Zimbabwe. Now they want to amend it. Right now, the thing that they want to change in it is to give more power to Mugabe in appointing the Chief Justice. Right. So the current situation in the Constitution is there's some independence in that the Chief Justice is selected by the Judicial Service Commission. And then the president appoints from a list provided by the JSC. Now they want to give unfettered power to the president to appoint whoever he wants, merely consulting the JSC. Right. This is really is an attack on the independence of the judiciary, and really undermines the separation of powers, which is kind of an underlying principle of constitutionalism. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, before we get there, we've got a caller. Obey, Mariwangu. Magadigo.
Ndipo amakasimba wewe.
Aiwa, tinofara munofara here?
Ndinofara hangu.
Ehe. Ndimika murikupembera ka birthday ya president.
Zvokwadi tinopembera, asi tirikupemberera kuwanda kwemakore de kutambura. Tirikupemberera kuwanda kwemhinga.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Yes. Phone yenyu yanga meno zvairi kuita. Ambofamba fambai kuti tinzwana nemusha.
All right. Apo tirikupemberera azitondwa mai vakutaura kuti chero tikavhotera chitunha muZimbabwe, tinofanira kuti ramba achipanha ngo chivhotera. Hello. Zviri zvinorwadza kuti munhu akaona PhD rake nemwedzi miviri mitatu nasotiudza isusu takati fundei tiitewo zvii zvinoita kuti tiche tirarame, asi hatina chekubata, hatina chekuraramisa mhuri. Toudzwa tivhotere chitunha. Vanhu vomanikidzwa, even the teachers, the rural teachers, they are being forced kuti vabhadhare mari yavakabhadhara iyoyo kuti vapemberere birthday rapresident. Isusu hatina kupinda kuna baba, kuna madzibaba edu, kuna nasekuru vedu. Vasina kuchembera kusvika pavasvika, tosvikepi tichidaro.
Saka imimi murikuti muku saka muskuwirana nazvo here kuti 2 million yekuti iende ku birthday
atiskuwirana nazvo ndo saka ndiri kutaura kuti Zimbabwe iri mpanyaya yekutambura kwemapotholes iri panyaya pekutambura pe collection of garbage iri panyaya yekutambura kwekuti vanhu chaivo chaivo havana chekudya vanozopiwa maraisi nguva yemavhoti vopuwa mafertilizer nguva yemavhoti asi pesa pavanenge vachikanganwigwa Zimbabwe itsva inofanira kusvika vamugabe votaura kuti kuZimbabwe ganda kupoka chitanda kuno umwe munhuka 20 zvakambiri kuti ndiyavo here vakaita ngarini vakaiwana kupi vakapuwa nani
aiwa tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa mugoma
oraiti maita basa vedwei
aha siitate omunye mulaleli lapha uvhusa umuzi Dube kwele Botswana kunjani Dube
ndingaminkomo ngabuza wena
hayi siyaphila mnumzana sungenile kuhlela
ye ngiyathaba kakhulu
ye qhubeka ba
mina into engikhathaza kakhulu ukuthi singakhalela ukwenza i-birthday yomuntu osekhulile kunokuthi imali leyo ngame incede abantu abatsholotho abathethe ngamanzi kodwa siyacelebrate ilanga lomuntu osekhulile kunokuthi ngame nje inika abantu abasezihlupheni kule damu lenkezi leyidabukile kuhambile imbuzi kwahamba yonke into hayi akunalutho esikhuluma ngalo ngizwile uminista weizolo esithi bakhangele kodwa angikezi ukuthi kuyini enyathelo bani abalwenzayo
hayi siyabonga mnumzana Dube sile themba labo balalele
kambe ukuthi kambe balalele
bayalalela umsakazo ngwabo umsakazo ngomuntu wonke
hayi ngame balalela ngabe bayenza okungcono ukuthi ngisho ukuthi bayalalela kodwa ngokuthi abalaleli kuphe ngiphelele emoyeni njengeukuthi kuzenja
hayi siyakuzwa Dube siyabonga baba ngokungena kuhlelo
hayi nami mbongile mntu ngamini inkomo
aha siyabonga that was Vusumuzi Dube in Botswana meanwhile Ncube and Mhlanga qhubekani libambile khonapho majaha kithi dog going back to constitution given all the shenanigans and the maneuvers to amend the charter, would you say the new constitution is under threat, and what's the likelihood of that amendment you know going through?
Absolutely. I would say the constitution is very much under threat. You know, right from the word go, after ZANU-PF retook power exclusively in 2013, they've been they've been dragging their heels in the implementation of the constitution, but they've been looking for an opportunity to amend it. And so kind of with that threat, it's really essential that that the people themselves seek to defend the constitution against that threat, which is why this whole amendment process is so important this week, because there's actually there's public hearings that are taking place across the country this week. So I have the schedule here. Some happened already, but tomorrow, Wednesday, is in Lupane and Mount Darwin. On Thursday, the hearings are in Bulawayo and Chinoy, and on Friday they're in Hawange and Mutare. Now, this is an opportunity for the public to come and voice their concerns about these amendments, and so it's really essential for each citizen to take it upon themselves to defend the constitution. Now, the hearings are not binding. It's possible, of course, that that ZANU-PF can disregard what the people say. But if no one comes out and speaks against these kind of attacks on the constitution, then it makes it a lot easier for them just to push it through parliament and say, well, no one complained about the amendments to the constitution. But if it's on record that people spoke out in numbers against this type of thing, then it can come back to bite them in some time.
Mm-hmm. One of the while we're here, the president mentioned about the prophets of doom, that they are ministers and men of the cloth who are praying for him. I'm sure he was suggesting or implying the two men of God at the moment who are in custody. What can you share about that in terms of the Mawarire and his wanting to participate or probably going to participate in 2018 elections, and the other pastor, Mugadza, who is standing up also declaring the death of the president from your view as a citizen?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, going to first to the, you know, the prophets of doom and the prophecy around Mugabe's death, firstly, I'd say personally, I wouldn't take that approach. I don't know what Pastor Mugadza, what he did or didn't hear, and you know, his reasons for making the prophecy are a question for another day. But I think that really is an excuse that the government is using to silence a man who has been speaking out against the government, speaking out against, you know, the misgovernance of ZANU-PF. And what a lot of people don't know is that one of the charges that is being brought against him is simply just for wearing the flag. It's utterly absurd that someone could be put behind bars simply for wearing a flag in their own country. So that, you know, Pastor Mugadza is really a political prisoner. As to your question about Pastor Ivan Mawarire's intentions going forward, I think he's made it very clear that his primary focus is on mobilizing citizens on along nonpartisan lines, getting citizens to speak up and stand up for themselves, rather than putting himself out as a new political leader of sorts. He's really calling on people to act themselves. Now, you know, he has said that he wants to leave the door open for the possibility of participating in the elections, and I respect that. Every Zimbabwean should, you know, there is no Zimbabwean who should be who shouldn't be able to run, so long as they meet the basic requirements of the constitution. You know, that's their democratic right.
Isize kuwe mnumzana Mhlanga uAkim Mhlanga ngwebandla le Mthwakazi Republic Party. Mhlanga uzwa njani njengomuntu osakhulayo mhlawumbe olama political ambitions ilaye ukubona ukhulu ole minyaka engu-93 qhubeka igogodlela embusweni esithi akula muntu olungele ukuba ngumongameli weZimbabwe ngaphandle kwakhe?
Yazi ntungameli lizwe leli leZimbabwe alikakhululeki, kuzomele silikhulule katsha. Nxa silikhulula sizakhulula sikhathi uMthwakazi onguye ngowethu. Umdala lo okuthiwa nguRobert Mugabe usenze abantu bakhe wasithwalisa nzima, siyahlupheka elizweni lethu, asikasebenzi. Ile minyaka emingaka engafika ama-40 years asiyake sithole umsebenzi okuthiwa nankho ngumsebenzi okumele siwusebenze elizweni lethu. Ilizwe okuthiwa likhululekile, elizweni elikhululekileyo asivunyelwe ukubana sikhulume lokhu okusihluphayo. Ngenxa yomuntu ole minyaka engu-93, umuntu olobandlululo, umuntu ongafisi ukubona intsha ithuthuka, thina njengabatha soze sikuvumele aqhubeka sisilwa ntungamini, sikuyela amalungelo ethu ukubona ukuthi ilizwe leli liyakhululeka, ikakhulukazi emathebelelendi lapho esibona khona abantu bemathebelelendi behlupheka kakhulu kusukela ngo-1980 lapho kuthiwa iZimbabwe ithole uzibuse thina sizange sithole uzibuse siyancindezelwa imisebenzi kayibonakali emathebelelendi ithathwa ngabanye abantu abavela kwezinye indawo lokhu kuyasukumeza kakhulu yena uMgabe kakuboni konke lokho i-birthday ayenzayo uyenza ngemali azithathe emathebelelendi siyazi ukuthi emathebelelendi has got 25% of umnotho waleli lizwe uyathatha konke uyazidlela khona le eHarare nabantu bakhe lokhu thina sithi njengabantu abasha sizakulwela ukuthi sibone ilizwe likhululeka lapho umuntu aza kuba khona lokukhululeka ukuthi azikhulumele engela kwesaba lutho njengalokhu okwenzakala kade atopo izihloko zethu ziyaphoswa zibanjwa ngamandla ukuthi zikhuphe amadola ziyaphoswa ukuthi zikhuphe inkomo yaziwe umuntu odubekayo athathele inkomo yakhe eyodwa sisiyanikezwa isinothi esingangomgaba.
Mhm. Mnumzana Ncube kanje uyataura kumbe uyakhuluma kuphela. Alo Ncube?
Yelo, ngiyakhuluma Luzana.
Okay. Unkosikazi Grace Mgabe uzwile inkulumo yakhe ukuthi lanxa uMgabe ngaze eflathele lomhlaba kungakenziwa ukhetho ibizo lakhe lingafakwa kuballot isidumbu sakhe siyanqoba kuphela kukhetho ungathini ngalawo mazwi?
Uyakwazi ukuthi kwesinye sesikhathi mafi as a politics are some things that we have to take it seriously. Ngibone ngani ekuthini singathatha uhlanya lubanga umsindo lubangela abantu kulezinye inkulumo ezikhulunywa ngabantu ngisithi ku political field zikhulunywa ngabantu kwesinye isikhathi okungafanelanga sibalaleli wathi ngutshele okwenza ukuthi uGrace akhulume njalo. One, uGrace ukunanzelele ukuthi uMgabe useza kufa and lokho uyakwazi ukuthi uMgabe useza kufa and uyakwazi ukuthi uMgabe engafa loba nini ngemva kwe-birthday yakhe leyo atshontshela ngayo abantu. Kwezinye zezinkulumo okwesibili engunazelelayo ngenkulumo ekhulunywa nguGrace Mgabe. UGrace Mgabe ungitshengisele njalo ukwenze kwaba clear kimi ukuthi uhulumende weZANU-PF uhulumende ongelandaba labantu uhulumende ongahlonipha abantu. Nga uGrace ungifirst lady kumbe njengoba sekunguye onguye okontrola igovernment njengomkhokheli wegovernment yena uGrace kangazi kumbe uyakhokhela ube ngumuntu obengakhuluma amazwi ahlakaniphileyo njalo aziwo ukuthi amazwi aqinisa isizwe kodwa usitshengisele ukuthi uZANU-PF kulantu ayo izabantu ukukhokheleni kwabo kumbe ekuthini abantu bazizwe bekhululekile. Into ekhulunywa nguGrace ngibone ngani kwesinye isikhathi njengesizalwane seZimbabwe sokudingakala ukuthi sike sihlale sicabangisise sike sikhangele umbuso weZANU-PF ngoba basikhuluma kaKhethi sikhuluma ngayo i-birthday kaMgabe sikhangele ukuthi kulezi sebenzi ezivele zithola iphinathi ebezibhodwa zicelwa amadola ukuthi kuyethokozelwa i-birthday yomuntu osekhulile who is not able le government yakhe to fundraise ukuthi bahole ngoba sikhuluma kathesi izisebenzi zona lezi kazikatholi ngisho ama-bonuses azo umnyaka odlulileyo. Lokhu ngibona ngathi kuyikwehluleka kweZANU-PF. Ngizwe umfowethu ekhuluma lapha ukhuluma into engithindile kakhulu okuthi masikhangele kathesi abantu ba-affectwe ngama-floods bekumele ukuthi ngasiyabona uhulumende okhona osembusweni esenza imizamo yokuthi adi fundraise for those people aba-affectwe ngama flats but ekubonayo ngukhulumende who is busy a fundraising for ilokuzini ibirthday kaMgabe engelani yisizana nesezimbabwe sidubekayo ngibone ngani mudzana isikhathi esesikiso ngesekuthi abantu abatha bake babone isikhathi asebephila kiso umbuso abangaphansi kwawo sokudingakala ukuthi even abantu abatha abalingana lathi bake bakunanzelele ngoba ngiyakwazi ukuthi the young people I'm currently to the ngiyakwazi ukuthi yiphi esihambe i-population we are 75% ibonani yiphi singathi bring the change agene imgabe regime imgabe regime bine abuse the people of Zimbabwe kathi sesifuna abantu abakunanzela umgabu seba-abhuzile sikhuluma abanye abantu they have no khuluma kathezi sikhuluma namhlanje ikhabhinethi yakhe ibifaka amakhekhe kudliwa kunathwa abanye besetshenziswa ukuhlabela sasisafuna ukuba sembusweni onjengalowo hayi inkulumokaziMgabe sisitshengisela umbuso wezanu p f umbuso wokwehluleka ukwehluleka ukukhekhela abantu
awo ndiva mthokozisi Ncube vebatore MDCT vari kuti hayi wa zvakwana hatichada zvachose vari kukurudzira vechidiki kuti hanzi yanguva yedu musarudzo zvinouya ngativhotei neuwandu hwedu nekuti vechidiki ndivoka vakawanda munyika again that's mthokozisi Ncube of the MDCT.
Also, at the same time, from the 1st of February till now, which is the last day, there was a 21 days active anti-birthday activism, 21 days of activism for Zimbabwe, where they're looking at key issues of student affairs, unemployment, addressing several issues. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I think that the 21 days of activism was really a powerful campaign in that it highlighted 21 issues for the first 21 days of February. 21 issues that the youth of Zimbabwe feel Mugabe should deal with before we talk of having these lavish birthday celebrations, and they're very basic things, you know, that we should expect of any society. Things like dealing with police brutality, you know, implementation of the constitution, youth affairs, you know, unemployment. You mentioned some of them as well, and so I think it has been effective. In terms of just highlighting the many issues that Zimbabwe faces, and that the government should be focused on, rather than celebrating a legacy that is really non-existent. The legacy of Mugabe is a country in tatters, a people in extreme poverty, and a man who maintains power simply through fear. Rather than anything else, that's really the sad legacy that Mugabe leaves behind him.
And we must say that because we are non-partisan, we had invited Tongai Kasukwere of ZANU-PF. I think we are having trouble getting through his phone, but he had accepted the invitation and agreed to be on this show. We are still pursuing that. Hopefully, we'll be able to get through. Also, Mr. Kasukwere, if you are listening, you are free to call us and you know, make your contribution. Sithathe umlaleli lapha uSibaza Chuma. Mchumeni kunjani baba?
Awu sikhona linjani lani baba?
Hayi siyaphila, kunjani lapho khona?
Hayi, ungcunyana nje umonakala nje owezulu leli liwomlela wona.
Ungaphi kwakhona eHarare?
Ya, ngise Harare. Lapha hayi ungcunyana ngapha kodwa ngizawuthaya emaceleni lapha hayi kunzima.
Mhm. Yine lidla amakheke lamhlanje ku baba umgabe khona ngapha.
Ay, thina kasilali malwana njalo. Ngoba ngamtshela ngihlombe ngeminyaka yakhe yokuzalwa le siyazisa. Kahlasi isikhathi sokuthi siyokudliwa amakheke phezu kokuhlupheka welizwe. Abantu siphele nzima kabuhlungu kangaka. Sikhishe izimali, simanje ngamandla. Abantu bakhishe phela izimali ngamandla. Yikho nje akula muntu ongajabulela umbuso njalo. Ngambona umuntu ojabule siyakhona nje. Ukusho ukuthi kaye ungumbulali nje ngokuwana nje. Kanti lapho idelele yenzelwa khona ikuthuluka abantu izilonda. Ngoba sithe sithi nje ngasikhangele ibhalagwe. Ikhona ngale matopo khona ngale. Kuphelele khona abantu. Ejikijiro bebulawira khona ngale. Umuntu abe senza idili lakhe. Ujabulela kuphi? Ujabulela ukuthi abantu phansi labo wawabulala. Utshengisela ubungishi bakhe na. Ngoba akamboni ukuthi umntu lengqondo ezigwanele esibili angahamba kulele dili. Ayese idili phezu kokukhala esikho khona. Phezu kombuso yikho khona esithele khona ngensima. Phezu kokuthi abantu bangabasela ngesibili. Bavalele imisebenzi yabo. Umuntu ayethule ijabula. Ngibona ngale ukuthi kutshengisa ukuthi umuntu uyabe engayenisa ngengqondweni kahle. Kulobuhlungu kakhulu kahle. Ye, singamtshela intombi ukuthi imibuso yakhe, iminyaka yakhe ifike kuma-93. Kodwa basemtshayeli phela ukuthi uyenza kahle. Ngoba ulokugaga okuthize okuningi kakhulu. Uhlukumeza abantu ngoba athi singaqhala idili lelo. Ngabe utshayele phela izimali zokuthi kuyengcediswa abantu abadilile imisi. Abantu abalahlekelwe izinto eziningi kakhulu. Kula bantu abahluphekayo balendlala kathesi nje. Sikhuluma kunje. Kuyokuthi nje uyohluthunelwa lelo dola uyabuliza ufike. Bese lisetshenziswa uyenza idili. Wena ngakho usame sifa bendlala. Kuncedane ngesikhathi esinjalo. Ngumongameli, ngumuntu omdala okhokhela ilizweni na.
Mhm. Hayi, siyabonga mthumeni ungena kuhlelo baba.
Hayi, kulungile baba.
Mhm abo vanga vari vasivasa chuma vari kufona vari kuHarare hanzi haiwa vamugabe zvina kunaka kuti munge muchiita birthday muchidya nyama menomombe vari kunzi vachauraya ngani more than 100 or 150 or so saka vachuma vari kuti Mari ese amuri kutswaga muchiti munoda kutenga zvinhu zvakawanda wanda zve birthday dai muchi itswagira kubatsira vanhu vekucholocho vanhu vekuHarare vekufilabusi vakanganiswa nemvura yecyclone Dineo ndivasivasa avo vanga vachitaura.
So on the line right now, we have Linda Masarire joining us. Hello, Linda.
Masarire, VOA, Nelateleri.
Awa, Tinofara, Ndimi Mruku spearhead the campaign here, 21 Days of Activism for Zimbabwe.
Tisuti ku shanda ne inu the 21 days of activism. Chinova chiri chirongwa chekura tibira. Chataka tanga musuwa wani kukadzi. Tichieza kuti ti tirangaridze. Mutunga miri wenyika ino. Kuti kune zvinhu 21 zvinofanirwa kugadziriswa. Mukati menyika ino zviri kutambudza vagari vemuno muZimbabwe. Pane kuti gore rinobuda nerinopinda. Vanenge vachingoshandisa mari inosvika mamiriyoni kuti vapemberere birthday ravo. Ivo veruzhinji vachitambudzika mukati menyika ino. Zvatakaona zvisina kukodzera. Asi kuti zvosvika pautive nechirongwa ichi. Takataona kuti makore ese arungopfuura vanhu vakanyarara. Ivo vamugabe vachitoona kunge zvakatokodzera kuti vapemberere bhavhadhi ravo.
Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about the impact? How has it been with your campaign?
Rinojekera kunyaya dzemapachi pasi chigare ne matraditions edu ne culture yedu yekuti vanhu vanoramba vachifunga kuti kuna vatungamirira nyika hakwanise kupikiswa asi izvo zvirimo mukati mekodzero dzedu mukati mekurarama kwedu asi mukaona patakatanga itwo hashtag 21 days of activism chatakati chiito zvakati chiti kana tine patakatarisana napo sekumuso wekutanga takatiitari nyaya yemavhenda tichiti aiwa vanhu vanotengesa havafaniriwe kuburiswa murodhi musati mavawanira pekuti vaende kunotengesa tichitizvo zvakare muzimu ased manga muchiti muri kukurudzira empowerment kana makuti makubvisa mavhenda aya mukati mepawanotengesera vachazokona kunotengesera kupi imi maiti muri kuda kuedza kugadzisa mabasa neempowerment savawo zuva rekutanga takanyora tsamba kuparliamentary portfolio committee yesmall and medium enterprises tichiti kwamanga madini kuti muvakire ava mavhenda ava nzvimbo dzekuti vagone kunotengesera tichiona takadaro zuva rechipiri takati kushanda nenyaya yefreedom of expression kuti munhu akasununguka kutaura zvaanenge achinzwa kutaura idzo ikodzero dzemunhu wese mukati mebumbiro remutemo riri kushanda mukati menyika ino idzva rakasainwa muna2013 tapedza kudaro takanyora tsamba kuhuman rights commission na vakazotipa appointment yekuchizoya kuzovaona vhiki rekutanga remuna machi tavaona kudaro takatikwedza kuti tichiti tikabata patenge tabata tobatanawo zvakare nemabato acho kana maministra anenge akamirira zvatenge takamirira musi iwowo asi musi iwo takataa kuenda pane zvekurwara nezvipatara tichiiti access to health care patakanyora tsamba kuna dr Parirenyatwa tikaenda nayo kuministri kwavo vakaramba kuitambira patakaenda zvakare mune zvedzidzo tikaenda netsamba kuna vadokora vakaramba kuitambira apo ndopa takazoona kuti ah saka hurumende haina basa nekodzero dzeruzhinji rwevanhu vezimbabwe asi isu hatina kuti tichaneta kuita zvatakati chiita nekuti takaona kuti mutungamiriri wenyika ino haachazivi zviri kuitika mukati menyika ino nekuti wanyanya kuchembera anopedza nguva yake zhinji akavata saka isusu semazimbabwens isu tinofanira kuratidzira kuti aiwa mutungamiriri wedu haasakwanisi isu totakidzira kuti isu tikuda mutungamiriri anokwanisa kugadzirisa matambudziko ari mukati menyika ino ndiwa pakabuda hashtag 21 days of activism tichiti mazimbabwens vatibatanei titaure kuti vamugabe hazvichaite timuvati muchitambarirera bhavhadhi renyu muchishandisa mamiriyoni emari muzvipatara musina mishonga vanhu vachitambudzika muzvikoro musina mabhuku zvakadaro zvakadaro
mazvita mombobata makadaro timbotora mutereri Oswald Soko.
Makadiko hanzvadzi.
Aiwa tiripo mudikani, koimi makasimba here?
Hano ha tinofara. Actually nini haundi no I follow a lot of politics zvinoitika kuZimbabwe.
Okay, you are based here in Massachusetts?
Our president is 94 years old.
Yes.
93. He's got people that are surrounding him. He's 94, he's got Alzheimer's.
93.
That is a proven fact. But if you go on YouTube, there is a video by the Pazime ZANU-PF when he was a meeting.
Okay, Mkoma, Mkoma. Mkoma, Ndimbo.
It's not all there.
Mkoma, Ndimbo, Mbata Muromo Ipapo. Mgave, Vamgave, Vane 93 years. And as far as everyone is concerned, as far as we are concerned clinically, no one has diagnosed him ne condition ye Alzheimer's yamuri kutaura iyoyo. Those are not proven facts.
Mukatarisa pane video yaakataura kuti
but that's not a diagnosis from the doctor.
Aiwa, it could not be a diagnosis, but a normal human being can tell kuti the brains are not all there.
Well, can we hello, Mr. Soko?
Straightforward.
Mr. Soko.
Okay, tipe pfungwa
dzenyu. Can you please share? You're based here in the United States.
Yes, I'm based here in the United States.
Okay, can you share about him being he seems to be a Trump supporter, and he says in President Trump's supporter, and he said on one of his interviews that he respects the President Trump's support, and we must be able to give him a chance. So when it comes to, these are his exact words, when it comes to Donald Trump, on the one hand, talking of American nationalism, well, Americans for Americans, Americans for Americans, that we agree, Zimbabwe for Zimbabweans. And so from what we have heard, he says also, we are now just under sanctions imposed not by Donald Trump, but by Obama. What arrogance is that? What can you share about what he has just said?
And just to make things clear, those sanctions were not imposed by Obama. Those are Bush sanctions, just to set the record straight. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. What can you share?
All right. So when we talk of these sanctions, Anditika, you are saying they were imposed by the Bush era. And then Barack Obama, why did he not remove the sanctions when he became the president? Why did he not remove the sanctions the president, when he was the president? George Bush, when Barack Obama, he was in power for 8 years. He served two terms, Barack Obama. Why did he not remove the sanctions?
Okay, we cannot answer that because we were not in the Obama administration. But go ahead and make your point.
Okay, my point was, the reason why I just called was because I'm not a pro-ZANU-PF. I'm not MDC or any party supporter, but with what I see and what I read and what I watch, Anditika, the reason why I just called about the party, yeah, it's quite that 21st movement, yeah, President Robert Mugabe. What I'm saying, it's not like him; he's the one who said, "I want this thing to be done," but it's the people that are corrupt, that are surrounding him, that are trying to be good and are making that happen so that he can still live long and stay there, and then those people can also stay in power.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main reason why I just called to say, people are saying, I know President Mugabe, 21st movement, he's supposed to Ningirigini, Anfanragu, Kuramba, and all that kind of stuff. Somebody who's 90-something plus years old, Vanuaruku Mitira something, and those people are the most corrupt, Anakasukuere. Those are the corrupt people, Anakasukuere. And we are talking of Jonathan Moyo. Right now he's being investigated, and then now nothing is being said about it. And then what do? They go around, now they could change everything. So when it's called media, I went to Evans Mawari and so forth. But why are they not, investigating one region that are surrounded by the president that are hosting this birthday bash for him?
Okay, I was not in a Nefunga Zenum coma, Nguvazach Gana, Regaiti, Tite Wine Down Chirongo, not in a Nekupinam Chirongo.
I thank you so much, my brother.
Mm-hmm. Doug, as we wind down, God forbid, Mugabe is 93. He says he still has the energy to continue, and because no one is, fit for purpose to take over. But let's face it, let's be realistic. Mugabe is not going to be here forever. God forbid he's not there tomorrow. Forget the conventions that are laid down by the Constitution. What's going to happen?
Yeah, it's an excellent question, and it's one that no one really knows the answer to, and that's because, Mugabe has very deliberately kept things up in the air, kept things, kind of everyone guessing. The Constitution is the best guess that we have to go by. So what the Constitution states is that say Mugabe were to die tomorrow, the vice president who was last made the acting president, and it could be either one. It changes almost every time Mugabe travels. He changes it from Mpoko to Mnangagwa. The last vice president to be appointed acting president becomes acting president for 90 days, after which ZANU-PF needs to, the ruling party needs to choose a new president to serve out the rest of the term. Now, that is a really problematic situation because there is no clear legal mechanism within ZANU-PF as to how they can choose that next leader, which could throw the country into a period of chaos. If, for instance, two potential people come out claiming that they are the ones who have been put forward by the party to serve out the remainder of the term. So I am very concerned that we could have a constitutional crisis around that. And I think that's why the whole negotiation around the Chief Justice and the amendments to the Constitution is so crucial, because it's essentially the Constitutional Court that will make that decision, right? Which is why politically, it seems that it is the Mnangagwa faction that is trying to push these amendments to the constitution, so that were he to come to power, he could control the judiciary to ensure that that the succession battle goes in his favor.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, there, Doug. Mo Zwarema Sarira, pa chidimbo. We have just lost Linda Masarira there, but Mhlanga ngize kuwe ngomzuzo wodwa ungathanda ukuphosa wapha amazwi okugcina ba sivale uhlelo. Hello Mhlanga. I think we have also lost Akim Mhlanga there. Nevertheless, silomlaleli lapha uSolomon Nyoni eMzansi. Kunjani Nyoni?
Iphile ngumzana kunjani?
Hayi siphilile, kunjani eMzansi baba?
Hawo lo izulu, usona izulu nje ukuthi awala.
Mhm, singenile kuhlelo, akusiphathise ngamafitshane.
Ya, sivala kanje. Yabona indaba le izisa ubhlungu kabi, kanti mfubala ka 1 ngithi umgabu right ngokuthi yena akula muntu ongabusa phandle kwakhe. Hathi eZimbabwe kuthi ezanopiyef kunesentiment eyakhulunywa ngumalema some which boys iZanupief is full of abantu abakhawani abantu abamele nyemabhuti nomabhuti likazi abantu umgabo ababone abantu abanazela akula leader pha ngabantu abakhonza yena ukuthi be-uplifte bezenezikhundla umenzele samdi umgabo amamprese right ngitshiyelo engayesikhathi niye kweka mama umama utshena uma umgabe uyakhona ukuvotela nxa iyabe sengcwabe sesifile uhlela ukuthi vele i-election ezimbabwe umgabe kawini banendlela yabo yokuvota obungenisa ngayo abungenisa ngayo so into zonke azikhuluma lezi yinto ezenzakala ezimbabwe asokubo ukuthi nje thuthwa abanye bathi uyahlanya akahlanye ukhuluma into eyenzakalayo.
Mhm, hayi siyabonga ukungena kuhlelo babanyoni
lentelefelethi badala endaba lezi mnandi kabi.
Mm-hmm. Mtoko, uvala uhlelo baba, 30 seconds.
Bonga baba, okukhona yikuthi osokusalela thina njengabantu abatsha. Come together and we make a one voice against the regime, because we can talk and talk but failing to act. I think now it is the time for the young people to conglomerate against the Mugabe regime. They have to say it out, because I said it before, that with the youth activism, we are guaranteed for the change. I think this is the time
ten seconds,
with the one voice, then we bring the change in the country.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there. That was Mthokozi Sincube of the MDCT. And that does it for us today. We are out of time, and unfortunately, there is no extra time. Thanks to Mthokozi Sincube, Linda Masarira, Akim Mhlanga, and of course, our in-house guest, human rights lawyer and activist, Doug Coulthard. Always a pleasure, Doug. And my name is Ntungabili Nkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Chonisa Jani. Good night, Zimbabwe.